drawing our attention deep, deep into the center of the forehead, into I, the soul. I make my body still. Attention to the soul. The inner being. Energy of I, the soul. Deep, deep within the center of the forehead. And for a few minutes, I concentrate on this point at the center of the forehead. Nothing else enters my attention. We are Raj Yogis, entering the most elevated practices possible in this cycle. In this first practice, we are looking at burning anything that separates me from the One, from God. Baba said this morning, when the soul is clean, it automatically comes close to the One. So whoever is sitting in the front chair, so whoever is sitting in the front chair, internally, reflect on one thing that you, the soul, would like to finish, to burn. So that you can live always, always in His light, always with Him. And for the next few minutes, the group will give drishti to the one in the front chair. Drishti with power, that this soul may fully, fully finish, may burn whatever weakness or vice that distances you from the one. Total concentration on burning this until you hear the bell. Total concentration to burn and finish this. if you could each stand and move one chair clockwise. Clockwise. And again, whoever's in the front chair, this is a chance for you to take something within the soul that reduces your closeness to God. Whether a vice or a desire, something from your heart you wish to burn. And with the power of the group, your fellow yogis, you receive their drishti to finish this vice, this whatever it is that distances you from God, to finish this, so you can live always, always with the One in His company. again, please move one chair clockwise. Clockwise. Just one chair clockwise. Now, though the person that is sitting at the front, right? There's one chair at the front. So everyone focus on that person. And you are giving drishti to the person at the front, the person sitting in the front chair. Yes. You're all giving drishti to the person sitting in the front chair. Okay, so can the person in the front chair please put your hand up? Right, so you're all giving drishti to the person, no, the front chair. Brother, the front chair. Can you put your hand up if you're sitting in the front chair? Yeah, so it's just one person in the front chair. Right, thank you. So, okay, so we're all giving drishti to that person in the front chair. And that person in the front chair is receiving from the group. And the person in the front chair has one weakness, one vice that they would like to remove. And the power of the group is supporting them through the group's drishti to remove that vice. So collectively, we're offering that person at the front our drishti to support them in finishing that vice or that weakness with 100% concentration, the power of our mind. And anyone that needs translation, that's fine. once more clockwise. Again, the person sitting at the front is the one that's particularly chosen. Some vice, something that separates the soul from being close to the one. And the group is giving that soul drishti to burn that vice or whatever it is, the weakness, forever. for the next. Please turn once more clockwise. Clockwise, the way that the clock goes. Just move one chair clockwise. Yep. This is the front one. This is the front one. And now for the next part, we're going to look at virtues. Virtues. But still, whoever is in the front chair, instead of receiving drishti, they are going to be giving it. Okay? And the first virtue that we're going to start with is peace. You know, and I think most of you are familiar with giving drishti, but just to remember, when you're giving drishti, it's a very natural process, and it's not really even you're using your eyes, so you can be very natural with your eyes. You're really using the eye of the soul and spreading the vibration of the soul. So you just sit up very alert and focused on the person who's at the front. And if it's okay, each one will give drishti of that virtue for 4 minutes, yeah, until you hear the bell. And then for the remaining minute, the person sitting at the front will choose one country that you would like to send that virtue to. Okay, so the person at the front will choose, and then collectively you'll send for a further minute to that country. Is that clear? Yes, sorry? Repeat, yeah, sorry. Okay, so the person sitting at the front, right, will go into the experience of the virtue of peace. We start with peace, and the person at the front will be giving drishti of peace to the rest of the group. And then when you hear the bell, when the bell goes, then the person at the front will say the name of one country to the rest of the group. And then for the remaining minute, collectively, you will send that virtue to that country. You know, it might be India or France or whatever, but the person at the front will choose. And it's really using the collective power of your yoga. Like Baba says, there's no one more powerful than my yogi children. So just really feel that collective power of vibration of yoga. Is that okay? And then when the bell goes again, you'll move one space clockwise. Someone else will be sitting here and we'll have another virtue. Is it clear? Okay, thank you. So, starting with peace. And this next virtue is love. 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 Thank you. choose one country to send love. Sri Lanka. Together as a group, you send for this next minute to whichever country the person in the front chair chooses. And this time you're doing the virtue of purity. And this time I want to challenge you a little bit. So you're going deep into the virtue of purity. And I would like you to send purity to a country where perhaps people don't have a lot of love for, or perhaps traditionally your country has hate for. Challenge yourself, because we're looking at purity. And in purity, there's no preferences. The soul loves everyone as the brother. So can you choose now a country where traditionally it may have not been a country that you had so much love for? Yes, if the person can choose that country, and collectively you send. Feel how in this state of purity there's no judgment. It's as if you see every soul through God's eyes. And the soul that's pure is content. And Baba said that the contented soul experiences everyone in the world to be blameless. once more we move. And this time we focus on joy, happiness. Again, the person at the front chooses one country particularly to send joy and happiness to. me please move one final time? And this time we will send wisdom, wisdom, the virtue of wisdom, and if we can all send to Pakistan, Pakistan, okay, collectively, that's okay. Also our brother souls. So we go deep into the virtue of wisdom. It says in wisdom the soul sees the three aspects of time and understanding. It remains calm and spreads calmness. Just to close, because I think now traffic control is coming, would you mind if we just all stand in one circle for traffic control? Thank you. And just really feel the collective energy that we've built. Send that out. brothers and sisters across the globe. Appreciating the value of each soul. Thank you so much for making this possible, and Om Shanti. Thank you.